This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing. No rain at all. It continues to just be muggy and teasing and gross.
I got destroyed. Hail. Big time hail. It woke me up, woke the dogs up, woke McKenzie up. Big time hail.
Frazier roofs and gutters if you have any problems, Peyton.
There you go.
So Rockwall got hit harder. Okay. I was just waiting. I was like, come on, bring it. It was sprinkling a little bit on the way home, but nothing.
Surprised your weather and Rockwall's weather aren't much more similar. You're on the same side of town, not that far.
I'd be surprised how many times like Rockwall gets weather and Heath right on the other side of the highway gets nothing. Or Heath gets hit and then Rockwall doesn't. It's crazy.
Lake effect right there.
You got screwed up with the storms in Denton when you were over there, and they're just north of us and we didn't get anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Game one, Stars Oilers tomorrow night. Just another reason to love the great Pete DeBoer as he was mic'd up for the handshake line against the Jets after Winnipeg was eliminated. And listen to the class.
So sorry, Shife.
Thank you.
Hey, your dad would have been so proud of you tonight. How you're playing, he would have been.
Thank you. I appreciate the job.
Jenner, great job, man.
Go get yourself a cup.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you. Good job, Cole. You're playing a great year, eh, man?
Thank you. Good luck. I'm rooting for you.
Good job, hey. Thanks, buddy. Great job. Great job, guys. Hey, you had a great year, man. Played great. Hell, love you, buddy.
Love you, too. Good luck, man.
Played great.
Thank you.
What a goalie.
Thank you. Win it for us.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Jenny,
thanks, buddy.
Good luck next round.
What a job you guys did. Unbelievable. What a job you guys did. You guys did such a good job.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Hey. Ernie, hey. Coach of the year, man.
Do me a favor. Go get the cup, all right? Go get the cup, please.
So a lot of people on the Jets in that handshake line saying, go win it all.
Yeah, which is, when I was watching that, I was trying to think, like, you know, usually when you hear that, I feel like there's just like, all right, this is the pleasant goodbye to whoever you are. It felt like there were a lot of those players and different people who really like Pete DeBoer.
Genuine.
And who really do like, hey, I hope you go win this.
It is got to be an awkward thing, like just the coach handshake line. When you're the winning coach, like, what do you say? Hey, yeah, we're better than you. Hey, we're sorry we're better than you. But, hell of a job. You guys weren't as good as us, but hell of a job.
Yeah, hey. There's a little bit of probably them just going like, oh, sure. Yeah, it was a hell of a job losing to y'all.
You're a hell of a goalie. You can't win on the road, but you're a hell of a goalie.
And then Spittle sent over some more notes on DeBoer.
I mean, there's tons. He's appeared in the playoffs 10 times as a coach, 8 times. He's advanced at least as far as the third round. Ooh. Now, if you go back and you look at his history of his career. So he started with Florida. Wasn't great. That was back in like the 08s, right? 08, 09, so whatever. Missed the playoffs. Then he goes to the Devils. First year he gets to the Devils, they go immediately to the Stanley Cup Finals. He loses to the Kings. That was the start of those great King teams, right? Then they miss the playoffs. He gets fired. He goes to San Jose. First year, loses Stanley Cup Finals to Pittsburgh. And then 3 straight losses in the postseason, including one in the conference finals. He goes to Vegas, back-to-back conference finals losses. Loses here to the Stars, loses to Montreal. And that was like, that was back in that bubbly kind of thing, right? And then you get to the next year, they miss the playoffs, and he's fired. The other teams, and this is the only place where he's like been near the top and kind of stayed there the entire time. And if you look at the other teams, you know, San Jose, smaller market, you know, don't the money. The Devils, they don't spend any money. Vegas. That was the I was talking to my buddy the other day. He's a big Knights season ticket holder fan. Wow. And he said he's what Bobby went to. Bobby went to the game with me, and he stayed for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He's like, we are the only game in town here. Forget the Raiders. This is all the fans care about. They are like New York sports fans, and they have zero patience. And he's like, we never should have gotten rid of DeBoer. The only thing they didn't like is the power play when he was there. Half the fan base is still a little bit kind of upset they moved on from him. But Stars have money and patience. So it's like they're not itching. You know, if they lose in the conference finals again, I don't think we're itching to get rid of Pete DeBoer.
No.
And, you know, look, the respect that he has from his peers. And like we pointed out yesterday, the only other coach who has taken more teams to the conference finals is Scotty Bowman. And Scotty Bowman is one of the all-time great head coaches in league history. So this is a coach that is it's a gift. It's a gift to have someone like that here.
The Eastern Conference gets underway tonight with Florida and Carolina. And then game one, NBA playoffs in the West with Oklahoma City against Minnesota.
I think.
Who are we rooting for?
I was going to say, I think I'm actually watching more hockey tonight. I think I'm going to be more interested in, like, potentially scouting ahead and trying to get a sense of who we might be playing, Sean.
Have fun with that.
I'm going to be on both. I think I might end up
That's
watching
fine. I'll
a little more
the
hockey.
NBA. You guys can do NHL. I want to see Edwards and SGA.
Yeah, I'm really rooting for Minnesota. Like, I think the best storyline left possible is Minnesota, New York.
Because of Cat?
Just because of the Cat, yeah. New York, whole tie-in with Minnesota, and just getting Anthony Edwards into the finals, I think would be huge.
Because of Cat? I mean, who cares?
But I mean, just in general, like, if you're talking about where's the juice for OKC versus any of them, in terms of other than just it's OKC. So if you're just talking about any sort of alternate storyline, so you get Ant, and you get the juice of Ant versus New York, which him in the NBA Finals talking S to Knicks fans or whatever is going to be...
The poor Oklahoma City, by the way. You had no days off. I mean, you finished your series on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Knicks and Pacers have been sitting around for a week.
Be better.
Who do you want to win each series? You hate the Knicks.
I want the Pacers to win it all. I want the Pacers to win it all.
Coach
Easy.
Carlisle, baby.
I bet them. I have a ticket on them to win it all now.
Whoa.
Yeah. I took them it was like 7-1 or something like that.
Should have been better odds than that.
I'll go back to
No one's going to pick, I don't think, them against any team in the West. Anyway, you want Indiana. What about the West?
Minnesota. I don't really care. If either team wins, I'll be fine. You know, tonight, I'll be in on Rangers and hockey a little bit more. I mean, I'll probably pick up the NBA game in the second half after the Ranger game is over. Yeah. But I would guess if I had to pick one, I'd go with Minnesota.
Yeah, give me the in the East, the Knicks and that 2024-2025 NBA Trainers Association Athletic Training Staff of the Year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Casey Smith as his staff wins Training Staff of the Year for the New York Knicks. Fantastic job. Nobody could have done it better.
While we have, you know, unlicensed people running things here that Nico just got done firing. By the way, that Pacer fan that New York pieces of crap threw garbage at, multiple bags of garbage, Halliburton got a hold of him and said, you're coming to game four. So that's awesome from Tyrese.
Tyrese Halliburton, yep. He's so like he's becoming really likable. I know he had the most, maybe it's partially just the overrated tag, but for a guy who's got such an unlikable dad and how it's usually difficult to divorce from that, he did a really good job of handling that situation in the fallout, yep. And he's just been great every step of the way.
His name is Hans Perez. And he's coming. He's coming to the game.
The most enjoyment I get is watching the Knicks at the Garden. The Brunson bitterness, is that gone for everyone?
I'm not.
Has it just gone all over to Luka and the Lakers?
Yeah, it's what's most recent. Like I think people are still bitter about a lot of different things. But this is also one where I think it's hard for a lot of people to kill the Brunson one completely because there was a lot of fans who were just also like, yeah, don't pay him that money. Like, I think people are frustrated that it turned out the way it did, but there were a lot of people who agreed that, like, no, you don't pay Jalen Brunson that much money.
My rule as a fan, I don't have a right to be bitter if you go home. If the player goes
no,
home.
No, I'm not talking about mad at Brunson. Like, you could be mad at the Mavericks.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad. I mean, like, yeah, they could have signed him earlier, but, you know, once it got the free agency, I mean, he went to go play with his dad, you know, and his godfather or whatever. How am I going to get mad at that? You know, like if I had a chance to.
Well, you can get mad at the Mavericks, like I said.
You get mad at the Mavericks, but like
they ended up. I was wrong on it, but they ended up undercutting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Brunson consistently said, like, if they would have just given me the deal during the season, like, if they just would have shown a little faith, he would have signed for, like, 15 a year or whatever it was. Supposed to be, like, 4 for $60 he would have signed for.
At the time, revisionist history, he just wasn't that player before the playoffs.
I know. I think I'm rooting for New York, Minnesota, even though I'll be happy if Coach Carlisle gets there, all because he gave us one compliment during COVID. I'll never forget where I was. I was sitting in Ollie's room with the crib on my right, and he's like, how you guys keep doing a show and talking about sports with
nothing
sports
on
going on?
So have you just named that your Todd Haley theory? Just in general, just like show some appreciation for know their name, give them a compliment. Yeah. It ends up going a long way.
And I'm in. Meanwhile, LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Is being called I haven't heard this phrase, a race traitor.
A race traitor.
A race traitor. And you got RG3 and Ryan Clark all fighting because of one foul. One foul in the WNBA.
One foul. So this is LeBron. Triple dub, CC. Great way to kick off the season. And then four clapping emojis. And then a lot of people on social media, X, clap back. You know what I'm saying? Kobe was a star that seemed to become a better person with age. Stay out of this. Had projects he was working on. Actively invest in the WNBA. Some stars become trash over time, and it was a repost of LeBron. And then other people are saying LeBron's a disgrace to the black community. Talking about extramarital affairs between Halliburton and LeBron. Who loves white women more? That's another one. Like, they're calling him a race traitor. That's what we're doing here. What are we doing?
Oh, this is part of what's wrong with society. Mm-hmm. Like, people.
No one's dying.
Like, LeBron has to like the black woman. I mean, it's ridiculous. RG3 and Ryan Clark are getting into who RG3 is married to, a white woman. I had someone yesterday He tried to pick the fight. He probably wasn't expecting the response.
I didn't see the response.
I responded.
I didn't see that.
Like, you're using a lot of words associated with. I'm not afraid to use common words for any color. So if you think that I'm going to like sit there and quiver publicly or on Twitter or social media, I don't allow that stuff to become a factor because that's not how I try to view things. So when I said that Angel Reese appears bitter towards Caitlin Clark or she hates Caitlin Clark, I'm not afraid to use that towards a brown person, a black person, a white person. So if you want to continue to try to pick that fight on social media and think that I'm going to cower or get worried about some type of media debate or public debate, you got the wrong guy. I'll engage back and forth nonstop. I've done it for 15 years, and I'll continue to do it. I'm not afraid to use, if a certain word applies to a person, then I'm going to use it. I think Angel Reese despises Caitlin Clark. That's my opinion.
That's not racial.
It's not a fact. But it's angry black woman. She can be angry. A white person can be angry. A black person can be angry. A brown person, any person can be angry or bitter. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to allow that this political mess and racial mess to sit there and influence the way I talk about athletes or people. I say things about white people, things about black people. And that's the way it's going to be. Deal with it. 877-881-1053 on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. But this is what that story does. It has Ryan Clark and RG3, and you're a sellout to African. RG3 can't support Caitlin Clark or take her side.
No,
come on, man. Let's try to progress a little bit.
Yeah,
not allowed.
It's ignorant.
It has to be created. There has to be some kind of a people. We love rivalries, all right. And then you add in a racial element. Now you've got a racial rivalry.
Yeah.
Now you're creating an us versus us or us versus them.
That's
or whatever.
That's why I've always respected Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon with these types of subjects. Like, I feel like Jason Whitlock goes out of his way to stay in a lane to be opposite. I always feel like Michael Wilbon doesn't see color, in my opinion. Like, he gives it to you straight. If someone of his race does something stupid, he calls it out. Same thing with Stephen A. Smith. He fights with LeBron James. He fights with Kevin Durant. I respect that about them trying not to see the skin color. That's just my take on it. And that's what happened yesterday. And that's what will continue to happen every time these two get into it to any nth degree, anytime.
If this was reversed and the demeanor of Angel Reese is the one that Caitlin Clark had, and the one that Caitlin Clark had. Caitlin Clark looked, unbothered by it, and just in the post game was like, yeah, it was just a take foul, you know. Whereas Angel Reese is going like, doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, she and wanted clearly, to fight too,
and clearly, yeah, mm-hmm. bowed up. Like, I mean, yeah, one of them looked angry, the other didn't look angry. Like, it had nothing to do with anything else other than what's their demeanor. Do they look mad or not? Like, that it's something that should be very easy to interpret.
It also feels like, I'm not going to say the rivalry is a one-sided one, but it feels like Caitlin cares less.
Yes.
Than Angel does. Angel is,
yes,
is like the, I don't, it's like, try to think of the,
Angel made an overall mistake, or maybe it wasn't a mistake, maybe she believes it. She doesn't think Caitlin, she doesn't seem to think Caitlin Clark is the face of the WNBA, right. And everyone rushed to women's basketball last year mainly because of Caitlin Clark. Angel has never really accepted that, and she seems ticked off about it. Like it's a pebble in her shoe.
For the last,
and she's been wrong.
You know, prior to Jaden Daniels, Caitlin has been the Cowboys and Angel has been the Commanders. We're like, the Commanders care way more about Dallas Week than Cowboy fans have cared about Washington Week over the last 25 years.
And Caitlin may care. She just does a better job of making it shielding seem it. Like
she doesn't project it.
She doesn't
at all.
Project it whatsoever. 877-881-1053. Fun text coming in on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. Let's hear from Will McClay on what he saw from George Pickens, and is A.J. Brown worried and filthy about the new wide receiver duo in the NFC East? Inside the Star on the home of the Cowboys with the commercial-free expressway and an Ice Cube ticket giveaway next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What did Will McClay think of the George Pickens deal? He sat down with my guy Jesse Holly on DLLS, and the man who picks the Cowboys players for the most part gave his Pickens eval.
Well, I mean, you know, we went into the offseason. We always go into the offseason with needs. You know, we're going to look at it and say, okay, where were we short? What do we need? How do we make the team better? So another receiver was part of the conversation. Happy with what we have, but we always feel like we got to get better. Like we started the conversation with, my job is to replace you. Well, it's dog eat dog. It's competitive. So when we went through the process of looking at how we feel that, where there were a number of options in the draft, not as many as in normal years when you talk about receivers, as far as the depth of like a number one or a number two guy, a guy that you can develop quick, at least in the evaluation process of it. And then you started to go around and look at what's available from the trade market. So those conversations started, and we went through a number of different names. And then the Pickens thing came up. We did our research along with the other guys. And, sometimes when you're buying property, it's not just what you got to spend. It's who's selling. And so we found a partner that was willing to, they were willing to move something that we were looking to gain, and the price fit. And we're excited about it because it adds another weapon. The more, football is a math problem, and the more that you can add that somebody's got to take away from, the more you get that equation in your favor.
Who's selling matters. So that means other teams they talked to, they didn't like the price gouging that existed. And they felt like Pittsburgh was willing to give them something a little bit more amenable to what they wanted to invest in the position. And so for anybody who feels like they overpaid for George Pickens, they're telling you that the market said similar players were more expensive.
Do you think they preferred Rashad Bateman?
I think that they were just, I think they went into things and said, we're going to figure out, their preference was going to be cost plus fit plus all the sort of thing. And I think they thought, these are the guys that fit. Who's going to give us the best price? And so I think Bateman and Pickens, I think to them, they thought could be similar.
Let's see what Bart Scott and Schrager and them are saying about Pickens and Lamb live on ESPN.
They had to fortify that offensive line. And once you fortify the offensive line, it's going to allow Dak to be able to push the ball down the field. But they have to have some type of threat of a run game. Now, I think it's still a lot of sneaky guys out there. I can see a guy like J.K. Dobbins, baby, coming in and being able to get him some explosive productivity as well.
NFC East going to be an interesting season. We'll get back to the NBA as we can.
He also said, I've seen Schottenheimer make two alpha receivers work with the Jets. Who was that?
Santonio and Plexico. Oh, Braylon Edwards.
Okay.
I guess. I'm sitting here trying to think. Yeah, I thought the Jets, I don't remember ever having
receivers.
One alpha receiver.
They had Santonio and that 09 team. They had Santonio. I think they had Braylon.
Yeah. At some point, they signed Lavernius Coles or something.
Yeah, they were trying to throw anything against a wall and see if it would stick.
Will McClay, how much homework did you do on the negative Pickens stories?
No, I mean, we looked at it, and, you know, every player that we go through, you go through the number of different steps to find out who they are, not only on the field, but off the field, and you talk to a number of different people, and we gathered all that information. And we did something that we're comfortable with. At the end of the day, it's a 24-year-old young man that's continuing to grow, and they have to be put in situations to help them grow. And hopefully we can continue to help him grow, and he can help our football team grow with not only his ability, but who he is as a man. And we're going to try and help him do that.
So far, everything is just, I mean, you can't really script or imagine a better start to the Kumbaya partnership where Pickens doesn't need to have a new deal. And he wants to work on the culture here. And CeeDee Lamb's putting his arm around him and he's celebrating on social media. And they're at the softball game, you know, saying, here we are. We're going to be a problem for you guys. So far, so great.
Yeah. And I mean, we've heard pretty consistently so far that even in his time in Pittsburgh, like teammates never had an issue with him. Teammates always liked him. That he's kind of a buck authority guy, and he'll cause problems there occasionally. And so coaches don't always love him. Front office people don't always love him, but if he's going to play ball and say, I'm going to be on my best behavior, I'm trying to get a deal, then a lot of those issues I think are going to disappear this year.
Peter Schrager, NFL insider now at ESPN, said he is loving everything that he is seeing when it comes to these Cowboy wide receivers. And he was really, first off, he nailed the draft pick. He got that right. And then Schrager said, he was the first one to say, word out of Pittsburgh is they actually like him in the locker room. Here's Schrager's latest.
The motivation of, hey, you're going to come to the Dallas Cowboys and you're going to make career life-changing money if you have one good season, that this makes sense. And from them, they went through the draft inside and out. And there was probably one player that they viewed in the same breath as George Pickens at that position. And Teteroa McMillan went to the Panthers eighth overall. So they pivoted, took an offensive lineman. But this was better than any draft pick that was possible at the wide receiver spot. As for CeeDee Lamb, I love this. This is CeeDee Lamb saying, I have no problem sharing the spotlight. I have no problem seeding some of my targets. CeeDee Lamb had 73 more targets than the next leading wide receiver in Dallas last year. He's probably looking at this as relief. And you know wide receivers, they could be prickly, they could want their balls. In this case, CeeDee Lamb showing a lot of leadership saying, no, 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 no. It's the two of us. It's not just me and then him. I love this on all fronts, and if I'm a Cowboys fan, whether it was set in May, June, July at a Kyler Murray softball tournament or what, I like having this out there and CD saying, you know what? We're going to do this together.
Love it, and I agree. I think the aggregators got their hands on this next clip and hyped it up a little bit too much. I think this is more respectful than fear. This is A.J. Brown talking about a new wide receiver duo in the East.
Now, we're going to have to worry about him, for sure. Hey, we're going to have to worry about him. No, I like the trade. I do like the trade. I like the competition, you know? And I like George Pickens. I like CeeDee Lamb and that collab, you know? And it's gonna be exciting to watch, bro, because all that does is bring the best out of us. So if we know how they coming, like, we know we gotta step it up, you know? You don't think the Cowboys got... I should tell you this, bro. Regardless of the scoreboard, what the score say, that would be one of the hardest games, bro. Every single time. Cowboys... Washington, like those be dog fights, bro. It may look easy, but it ain't easy, bro.
Poor Giants.
Poor Giants, man. Poor Giants.
It may look easy.
It may look easy. That little dig right there.
Which it's not a look easy thing. Like Philly and Dallas generally have split AJ Brown's entire time here. Yeah. But no, I mean there's a legitimate chance for Dallas's passing game to be right back near the top of the NFL if Dak's healthy, and if they're blocking things up.
They won't be, you know, 15th, 20th, I don't think, in points per game like they were last year. They'll be back to where they had. Maybe not back to where they have been, where they're number one or two or three.
So that's improvement.
It's going to be really hard. Unless the offensive line is just not what we think it can be, it's going to be really hard for anybody else to be responsible for a poor year passing the ball other than Dak, if they have that happen.
I mean, if I could know that Dak Prescott's healthy, I'm waiting to draft him in fantasy. I'll just go ahead and give that away.
Well,
I would feel excited about getting him, but got the health factor, which is maybe why Vegas is continuing to talk about 7.5 wins over under.
It's like 5 significant injuries in 5 years. And that's something that you have to worry about.
Speaking of the Eagles, Frankie Luvu?
Yep.
He was the Washington defender that kept going over the top, and then we found out about that not even little known, unknown rule that if the referees can just decide this is a touchdown.
That's a completely unknown rule.
If you keep trying to jump the snap count, Frankie was on the NFL Network, and they asked him what should happen with this latest tush-push vote that is coming.
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum too on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Look, I mean, the whole thing, there was the irritating factor of the officials trying to say, we're just going to give you a touchdown if you keep doing this. But B, it's also like, snap the ball if you're Philly. If you think this play is as unstoppable as that, what are you up there doing this stupid hard count, 8 snaps in a row, drawing them offsides over and over? Play the ball. It's just, it's cheap. I hate it.
I'm not going to knock them for that. I'm going to give them credit. They took advantage of their personnel, and they found an unstoppable play. I happen to believe it's not a football play, so props for taking advantage of it. You got a Super Bowl, and now it's time to get rid of it. That's my take on it.
They're calling around and lobbying NFL teams, trying to say they're placing phone calls to other teams. Hey, come on, we got to keep this in place, which is hilarious because they've kind of thumbed their nose at everybody for the last 3 years and gone like, well, stop it. Stop. Like you guys can do it too. Stop. And like, they've been kind of like arrogant about the whole thing. Now you're groveling and calling behind the scenes to go like, please keep this in place. Please let us keep doing this.
Look, whether it's a football player or not, I think it's a largely sour grapes. It's by teams who can't stop it or are competitors of them and think it's unfair. But if the Cowboys were the ones that invented this, we would have no problem with this play because we would love it.
But it's also about consistency across the board, like with the rules.
I get that.
Yeah, I disagree with what you just said personally, because you and I did sit in here and say the Dez catch by the letter of the law. Like we're not these kiss ass homers.
No, by the letter of the law. But you know, you would,
and I would be happy about it, but I would still say, as a football fan, I don't like that it's just pushing and shoving.
That's fair. But we wouldn't be sitting here saying they've got to ban this. Like stomping our feet on the floor, right?
DFW and Cowboy fans certainly would not.
Right. That said, I mean, you know, whether or not it's a unstoppable play, it's just, you know, my concern is, are we doing this because we don't like that? If they weren't a good team, if they weren't one of the best teams in the league the last 2 years, if it was the Cardinals that were the only ones doing this,
yeah,
would we be trying to stop it?
No.
I think there's your answer. You know, like
that's not my answer. I think it's a stupid play in sports.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is,
I think all these things factor in? Yes. A more high profile team doing it contributes. Is it probably some sour grapes? Yes. Is it because people can't stop it? Yes. But I take you back to Matt.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Leinart. Okay, mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be able to shove the quarterback from behind. Sneak it all you want. I just don't want the running back aiding and abetting in shoving the player forward. That's it.
And they keep saying that, like, well, it's the style, the way we block it. It's not just about getting pushed in. Okay, then you shouldn't care if the push is out of it.
Here's how they're going to change.
Just keep blocking it the way you block it then.
This is what Philly's going to do. they're going to line up exactly the same. And instead of pushing the ball carrier, they're going to push the offensive line.
Well, you're not allowed. I don't know if it's pushing a ball carrier, just pushing a player in the back, helping a player.
So I think the language that they're saying is going to be reported as pushing the ball carrier. But even if you push the
offensive
line.
The running back is not going to run around the quarterback to push the center.
It'll be to the side. It'll be to the side, right? They'll push from the side. And that's just, they're going to try the same. They're going to try to do something similar to that.
Pepe?
Guys, on the fan text, it's all over the place. 817 says it's a boring play. 972 says everyone can do it. Quit crying. 469 says if you can't pull a player forward, you shouldn't be able to push a player either.
All right, so there it is. Let's just vote on this thing and get it out of here. 877-881-1053. Frank LaFranco, injury attorney text line. That's also the number to call to win these.
You get no love, man. I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a pair of tickets to see Ice Cube on Thursday, October 2nd at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
We'll head on out to Edmonton for an Oilers guest to preview the Western Conference Finals Game 1 coming up at 8 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ. Right now, Brian Broaddus' favorite segment.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
That is right. It is Tuesday at 7:40-ish, and we're doing Ask Reddick here on 105.3 The Fan. We want your thoughts, your comments, your opinions here on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys Fan Text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We also want to hear you weigh in on the Twitch and on the YouTube, so all you in the Twitch, DFW Dad, McKeever Design, those of you on the YouTube, Jesse, Little Dallas Cowboy, get your answers ready here for Ask Reddick as we kick them around the studio. And we're going to lead off today with Sean Sharif. And this is a great question. This week, it's not the leadoff question, and one of the most popular ones this week is not a give a multiple answer kind of thing. It's a yes or a no. Sean Sharif, can a man in a relationship have a female best friend?
In my world, the answer is no. Jake Reitman is already back there shaking his head left and right. I've had this battle with my wife many a times. She's also Latina. I'll throw that in there. She just does not believe that you can be that close without some type of feelings developing.
On one side, generally, I think.
One side is going to have feelings for sure, yes.
Are you saying one side?
Like somebody.
More likely? Or you're just saying one side's going to happen?
Yeah, you may be completely secure, yeah. But that means that probably she's not. Yeah. Now, I don't think it's completely impossible. But if you're talking about best friend.
You're talking about best friend, somebody different. My brother has a. So he dated this girl in high school and.
Coitus?
I don't know. I don't think so. It was like a sophomore, junior, you know, well, I guess these days that's...
He was too big of a loser to do that at sophomore.
You're behind. no pun intended, but he like was talking to this girl like two or three times a week, and I can see how that's weird. I can totally see how that's weird. So in my world, in the Shreve household, that is not allowed.
Some of the answers really quickly. 2K Ask You on the YouTube says, no, there's no such thing as platonic. Over on the Twitch, DFW Dad says, no, watch When Harry Met Sally. Chop, what's your answer here?
Friends, yes. Best friends is...
Like the confidant, the person that you're...
You can't confide in someone of the opposite sex on your relationship. That doesn't work. That's the shoulder to cry on, and all of a sudden you're Nicky Santoro in the trailer with Sharon Stone's character asking you to be your new next sponsor. Just doesn't work.
When you've not been in a relationship, have you ever had a female as your best friend?
Yeah, when I've not been in a relationship, I have, but...
As my best friend? No.
I think it's been close. I had somebody that I was... close to in the past that she was probably right up there as my best friend.
But like, you know, when you're married, if you're married, like generally your best friend of the opposite sex or best friend period is your wife.
Yeah.
That's generally how it works.
Okay. No, we need to say that for Jug Drawer because I know people want to get into this, but there is a new study out that says the wife is my best friend is not common. It's not common.
I think that study is full of crap.
Well, we're going to get into why it's a little, it's a little bit of a misnomer. Peyton Russell, if you're in a relationship, can you have a girl as your best friend?
No. Mackenzie has said before, she's like, well, I don't care if you like text a girl, whatever, you know, have a friend like that. And I go, nope, that's a trap. It's a trap. I'm not going to fall for it. Nope. Just, it's not even worth it. You don't go to someone because, again, like Chop said, a friend
Mackenzie's
is fine.
Mackenzie's letting you go on bachelor parties and flying to Vegas and going to the casinos alone. She seems pretty cool with anything.
Right. No, she is. And she has said, you know, if you want to go to strip club for your bachelor party, go to that as well. So it's like I'm writing this stuff down. But then it's like, you know, it's kind of.
She have a sister? but you're the best friend.
The answer is no, 100%.
By the way, a lot of the answers here on the Franklin Injury Attorneys fan text are saying it's completely dependent on.
Is she attractive?
Or one of you ugly?
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
If one of you are ugly, yeah, it's okay.
That is true.
If the member of the opposite sex that you're a friend with, so if it's a girl, a friend with a guy, right? If that person is not into...
Gay. Yeah. So I was thinking vice versa. Right. I was like, all right, does your girlfriend or wife have a best friend who is a man? And how many of those men are... Okay.
That said, mixed orientation relationships are like on the rise. That's where
explain that to me. I don't know the terminology.
So that's mixed where let's say a heterosexual woman is married to a gay man.
Those are on the rise?
It's on the rise.
How does that work?
It's more of a friendship thing.
Okay.
But they
like cover? Like a beard?
No. They're
just open. A companion.
I follow this couple on social media. Dude's hilarious. He's a comedian, but they talk all about how it's like it's one of these things that's kind of on the rise.
Oh,
probably not around here.
Interesting.
I don't see it happen in Roanoke, but you know, it's like it's on the rise.
We're doing Ask Greta here on 105.3 The Fan. RJ Chubb.
And what is the? You ain't getting out of this. What is?
I thought I did answer. I said at one point I had a female best friend, but in a relationship you can't do it.
Okay, so Kristen would not be cool.
No, like she's cool with me having female friends. Like Jane's a really good friend. She's fine with that. Like I've got a friend Bethany that you know she's cool with. But yeah, if it was like a tight best friend that like, because there are going to be times you tell your best friend something that you're not necessarily going to go to your wife with right away because you're venting about something.
Sarah seems like she's pretty cool. She would be okay with it more so. Like something's been happening here behind the scenes at the station. With Choppy getting requests from a female, and if Sarah's like, just go ahead and do it, just help out. If that,
oh, now I know you. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like, now I know.
If I took that home, oh my God, it'd be an explosion. But Sarah's like, just go ahead and do it. If I propose that same thing, hey, I need to go over here and help out, you know, someone that we know. Amanda, no.
Yeah, if I got, and see, that's the thing.
You'd be also, seeing another Deep Ellum story.
It's also, oh, God. If I got the request Choppy did from the setup that Choppy did, it would be no. If Jane asked the same question, Kristen would say, go do it.
Yeah.
Like, she would be mad if I told her,
like,
I'm busy.
Comfortable enough to, like I almost texted Kristen this morning when I was having behind the scenes issues with Bobby. And that's cool. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be worried about Amanda over that. You know, I'm about to text Kristen to find out what's up. And I have that type of relationship with Kristen.
All right, we're doing Ask Greta here on 105.3 The Fan. RJ Choppy,
yo.
What split your life into before and after?
It's either divorce or kids. I think it's, for me. Man, I don't know. It's probably divorce. Like, I think it's a lot of, like, before and after.
More than the kids, the divorce did.
Tell us what before, elaborate before and after.
Well, before, you know, it's like your life is changes when you have kids, but now you have like a scarlet letter when you have a divorce. You're a completely, you're looked at differently. It's a failure.
Can't even have another bachelor party.
I know, right? So it's just, I don't know, it's just something like that seems to be my line of demarcation in my life is. Because at the same time the divorce came the midlife crisis, you know, came all kinds of things, so.
And that still hasn't ended.
I'm on my third one. My third one since then.
For me, it's my mom dying. Like, I mean, that literally was like kind of almost at the midway point of my life, too. So it's like before, like when mom was around and then life after that, it kind of like, I mean, it completely changed it up.
We're staying on this for a second.
Yeah.
I'm tapping in.
Careful, Sandler doesn't like my therapy.
Yeah, he doesn't like a lot of things recently. you know, like baseball questions. Do you How often do you reflect and think about what, how you have not been affected by your mom not being around? Or is that impossible to answer because you don't know how the life lessons would have gone?
Like, how long do I, how often do I just think of her in general, or how, like, her absence has impacted?
Impact.
Weekly, probably. Like, I mean, just in general, it usually comes up in life events or something. Like,
you have like a top,
what would mom
things.
Have thought of this? Or no, just, I mean, in general stuff, like usually parenting stuff. How would she have thought about how we're handling the kids here? Would she have given different advice? Would I have done things differently?
The answer is kids. It's not even hesitation. The sleep is over. Your bed space is over. Your hangovers waking up are over. Your staying out as late as you want is over. All these things are over. I told Amanda yesterday, I said, next time we go out, I'm getting a babysitter for Ava. And Ollie almost, the boy, he tried to break my heart. He goes, all right, Dad, I'll stay home too so you can enjoy yourself. I said, aw. I said, no. I'm talking about your sister. Your sister's annoying. You can come. You can come with us. I'm getting a babysitter just for the girl, like we used to do Ollie solo. I can't, I just, she's so much to handle right now. It's out of control, but it's kids as the middle line.
Yeah, some of the answers really quickly on the Twitch. DFW Dad says 9/11 for a lot of people. 682 on the Fantex says quitting drugs. Congratulations, 682. Camo on the YouTube says, my kid made me a better man. Peyton Russell, what's your answer? What splits your life into two parts?
Yeah, I don't have kids, so I can't use that yet. I mean, but yeah, it'd have to be before and after college. I mean, going from school full-time to then just working every day full-time, you know, that really changed me. It just felt different, I guess. Even though I still, you know, went from college, you know, apartment, living on my own, to then, I guess, parents to save some money. You know, I wasn't living on my own right after college, but going from school to work, that changed.
214 career change, 559 my son died. I'm sorry to hear that. 559 469 easy answer, before and after getting sober 14 years ago. Congratulations. Nice. On 14 years. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. Peyton Russell, what's the worst city you've ever visited?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Oh, God. Did you go to Larry Flint's?
Just awful.
Did you go to the Hustler Club?
I was there for not even 48 hours, you know, a little over 24, I think, and I was there December of 23, and it was just awful. I mean, we stayed at a hotel there. I think it was Bally's, and then just tried to walk around the city but couldn't do it. Just trash everywhere, awful. And no one's there. That's the thing. It was the weekend, and no one's walking around the streets or anything. It's awful.
I've never been.
It's a
Shreveport.
I mean, it's the closest thing. Like, because they have, about the time they had actual dice, whereas Windstar and Choctaw didn't have dice. It was like, you know, traditionally, there was no vig that you had to lay to begin, you know, each hand. So I used to go a lot. It's 3.5 hours, but Peyton's right. I mean, it's not. I chose Lubbock.
You don't like chimneys?
I went there once. It was a terrible experience. It was a west wind that weekend, so all you smelled was the cow farts. The car got towed. Nobody knows where anything is there. Nobody knew where the lot was. The street lights at the time were all this kind of weird yellowish color. The roads were that crappy West Texas gravelly kind of pavement. You know what I'm talking? Mm-hmm. It's just not smooth. you had to drive out of town to get booze to this little strip where they, oh, it's like the Vegas Strip. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see this thing. And it's like four little spots with lights on. And I'm like, get me out of here.
This is, it's Jacksonville. Jacksonville is the city I hate the most. A runner-up would be New Orleans. Because, like I said, after we went to Super Bowl, it's Jacksonville with Old Bay seasoning. That's what New Orleans is. New Orleans is just, and it's got that creek water smell to it. It's just not about it. Sean, what's your answer here?
Rockford, Illinois.
Peaches.
I had to live there for a year while I was a CBA broadcaster.
Was there anything good about the city, or was it just the entire time was miserable?
I can't think of many good things about it. The people were ugly. The city was ugly. I've discovered Thai food there. That's a good thing. I drove to Chicago for Giordano's. I'd go to DeKalb to party at NIU a little bit. But no, I could not wait to get out of Rockford, Illinois. Weather sucked. People sucked.
We're getting a lot of answers on the fan text here. 682 Fort Wayne, Indiana. 469 Sandusky, Ohio, and it ain't close. 903 Orlando. I liked Orlando.
I liked Orlando. It's hot. It's hot.
It's muggy. It's God, gross. God. But 970 St. Louis, 214 Midland, Odessa, 469 the entire state of Oklahoma.
Dang.
All right, we are doing Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. Sean Sharif, What task can a woman ask you to do that makes you feel like a man?
It's not the trash. Maybe a power wash.
A power wash, okay.
Just because the word power is in it, even though it's just really a more accelerated hose. that's all that it... moving something? Probably moving something.
Opening a jar? In general, to me, it's the, like, there's no better, like, quintessential thing other than just, like, I can't even open sustenance. I can't get to my food. I can't feed myself. I would starve to death if you were not here to open this jar for me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, I got that one. Also, anytime, like, this is such a backwards thing. I got to be careful the way I say this. Anytime she wants me to, like, pay for something, like, buy something. Anytime I can just buy something that she wants, like she just says she wants, it's like, here, I bought it. I can handle that for you.
I'll probably also say, like, getting up with the sound in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the guy duty. Yep. You know, I don't like when she goes, you go. You know, because it's like, all right, you're willing to sacrifice me. But killing an animal, a bug, a bee, like, get out of here. You stand up when the hornet's flying around or check in on the sound in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, Chop.
They're all great.
When she says, take me to bed.
Gosh. You know, this is the last week of school.
They're in school
this is
now.
The last week of school.
Only the high schoolers are not in school right now. We're good. And they're in. I mean, they're in. My kid's in school. He's already in the classroom. He's already in the hallway.
Peyton, what's your answer for this? What makes you feel like a man?
I mean, just putting anything together, you know, around the house. Like, you know, I talked about yesterday in Best of Worst, you know, putting together drawers and stuff. Even though Mackenzie was helping me, I was still doing a lot of the, you know, using the Allen wrench and all that. Use all these different things, all these different tools. And it's just putting anything together. Even though there's directions for any human being to follow and could easily put it together.
No.
But me doing it, you know.
It's not easy. Not for me.
Gregory on the YouTube, he says work on her car is his answer.
Oh.
Some of the other answers. Yeah, 214, fix her car. 956, when the wife asks me to smoke a brisket, I feel like a man.
There you go.
I wish I got asked that.
Dude, you'd ask not to cook whatever parties are going on.
Trying to kill my grill game.
All right, we are doing Ask Reddit here on 105.3 The Fan. RJ Choppy, what became so popular it ended up being ruined for everyone?
Social media, going to college. Everyone now going to college, and now it's so expensive you can't afford it, or the degree is devalued. Everyone has one. Now it's like you need to have a master's or PhD or whatever.
I think
to separate yourself.
I think it's very particular, and the answer always. But generally, it's any like restaurant or anything else that like it becomes so popular that it's like it's no longer worth waiting for.
Yeah.
It's no longer worth.
Heath Lee blows something up. Portnoy.
Yeah. Gosh, did you see Portnoy over the weekend?
In New York.
The 9-2 he gave out, and then that place started. They're selling out way too fast. But he gave a 9-2, which
that's high.
If you don't know his scores,
we got punished by that in. Arizona.
Yeah, well, I can't remember the place.
It was a place on Netflix.
Yeah.
Chris, it was a pizza place, right?
Bianco or something.
Yeah.
But that was because of Netflix.
Right, and we tried to go, and it was like a 2.5-hour wait.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of barbecue places that if you want to go check out.
San Antonio, the place I went.
They ran out of pizza or something.
They ran out of pizza.
Yeah, there's a lot of barbecue places where it's like, we're open till we sell out, and then they sell out so quick that it's like, I'm never going to get a chance to try that because I'm never going to wait in line for that. Peyton?
It's Netflix with the account sharing. People use it back and they used to do it all the time, and Netflix never caught you. But now it's like it's impossible to try and do that. Everyone's having to create their own account.
All right, there it is. Well done, Roberto, gathering the topics for Ask Reddit every Tuesday at this time. And thanks to all of you for the participation. Congrats for winning the Ice Cube tickets. We'll have them tomorrow during the Hump Day program, along with Chopping It Up at 7:40 here on Sean and RJ. This HOV portion of the Expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. Let's go ahead and preview the Western Conference Finals as we go behind enemy lines with the Edmonton Oilers. Jason Greger previews Stars Oilers.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.